This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
It's the worst health crisis we're facing in more than a century. Don't tell your supporters, don't be afraid of COVID. Everyone should be afraid of COVID.
Thousands of doses that are just about ready, and if you're in the hospital and you're feeling really bad, we're going to work it so that you get them, and you're going to get them free, and especially if you're a senior, we're going to get them.
Of U.S. telecommunications infrastructure. The Communist Chinese have taken control of Hollywood. The Communist Chinese have taken control of the main universities. This is all confirmed. This is not a drill. Big Tech in Silicon Valley is almost completely run by the Communist Chinese government. They've officially become state-run. Apple, 100%. Google is now making the transition and announcing a merger and total worldwide censorship. They are now beta testing using me as the straw man, a demonized version of Alex Jones, to do that. This is happening. This is not like the other probes before that were meant to get you used to probe and censorship, thinking you would adapt to censorship by just putting up with it. Now this attack is thousands and thousands and thousands of times the magnitude of all previous attacks. This is a titrated dose, reverse psychological warfare operation using adapt and overcome, subversion, paradigm manipulation. In layman's terms, they are manipulating the fact that we adapt to being oppressed. We adapt to being pressed with the low dosages of oppression. Now when the megaton hits us of the total takeover, we try to adapt to the poison infusion instead of not knowing it's a lethal dose if we accept the dose. Total Internet of Things integration, global social score, complete command and control system. It is the virtual reality AI weapon system now attacking the United States with traitors inside the major security agencies blocking Trump's resistance of the program and attempting to stop us from removing the tentacles of the Chi-Com / Big Tech banking combine emergency situation. I have been chosen for destruction because I brought you this information and have been battering, ramming it out as much as I can. They want to double use me as they always do in any complex system of mathematical deception where every angle of my good is turned against us. So they take what I've said, being sincere, build me into an insincere person in the straw man. I'm a person that cares about life and children and is against these wars. And so they make me a murderer of children. And then they build me into this lie to then set the distraction while they're actually censoring all of you to make a debate about Alex Jones. So even if I didn't sell out to them, they've now used me as an archetype to serve them by being the main distraction. I have now been captured by the enemy in the information warfare fulcrum and is being used against you. Only your full understanding of this key will break you free from this paradigm. I have given you the transmission. Now break free.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We launch the transmission official.
commercial in T-minus 60 seconds. Stand by, and if you value your freedom, spread the live links now.
Our entire modern system has been built to track and trace us, not because we're doing anything wrong, but so we can be socially engineered and controlled. And now that's out in the open. One way to take back a lot of your power is to put your so-called smartphone in a privacy pocket when you're not using it. That way, hackers, Bill and Melinda Gates, and the Clintons' contact tracers, and all these big corporations that are setting up this tracking and control grid in the name of fighting COVID, they admit their internal documents, it's really about the cashless society control system, don't have that power over you. They protect their locations. They protect where they're going and what they're doing. I can tell you, I was the first person 20 years ago said cover up the cameras on your computer. And now, of course, Bill Gates and all of them admit they're doing that. Mark Zuckerberg. So get your privacy pockets. They make great stocking stuffers and great gifts. They've been sold out for months. They're little Faraday cages. They're only $19.95. They're back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Give the gift of privacy and security and safety with privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com.
We're 35 days out from the attempt by the globalists to install their communist Chinese agent. We are in an incredible time. America and the rest of the world is under globalist big tech siege, a corporate planetary takeover to replace humans and to make us obsolete. The Von Mises Institute is highly respected with some of the top academics, researchers, economists in the world. They've come out with a big article that's on InfoWars.com where they say this is a dystopic, big tech, bio/digital technocracy. And they describe it exactly as I have described it. We have now videos of people all over Europe, including prestigious top professors, being arrested for pointing out that COVID-19 is a giant exaggerated hoax and a power grab. And some of them even being taken to mental institutions, just like we saw in the old Soviet Union. So this is all bona fide tyranny we've seen before. All right, who do we have coming up here on the transmission today? We have constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes, who will shoot you straight on where Trump really stands. I can tell you he's in liaison with the White House, even though he doesn't want that known. I can tell you that. Because separately, I know the White House doesn't even care now. But he's been out there working hard behind the scenes the last month. He's joining us with the latest developments. Then Nick Fuentes, who's really upset with the Republican Party and has his own idea about how they need to be dealt with and punished, he's joining us in the second hour. And then we have some other special guests joining us here today as well. Cassandra Fairbanks on the Julian Assange situation. She is one of his confidants, and Julian Assange has officially asked today for a pardon. There's been a lot of rumors of that, but it hasn't happened yet. But here's the big news we're going to cover at the start of the next segment. Mitch McConnell and his wife, like a lot of Republicans, have been on the communist Chinese payroll for a long time. The last special prosecutor, Ken Starr, was on the payroll of the Chinese communist and scuttled that whole situation. And Mitch McConnell is now trying to suppress the Senate from having hearings and investigations into election fraud, but they're still going ahead. So you think about that. He's also saying if we don't concede to Biden, Biden will be able to make us look like sore losers and we'll lose the two Senate seats and lose the Senate in Georgia. Of course, that makes no sense if you look at every angle of it.
If you don't expose the fraud, if you don't go in there and stop what they're doing, mail-in ballots again with no chain of custody, no signature verification, nothing. The Democrats are bragging that they're going to win with the damn mail-in ballots running the scams. And so if Trump doesn't make a big deal of this, and if we don't, even if Trump wins or loses and is able to stop this fraud, he's got to keep pushing and exposing what happened in Georgia, not shut up about it. So the knives are out, folks, and there's no doubt that Mitch McConnell is a super bad dude, a bad, bad operator. And we told you Amy Coney Barrett, and we told you Kavanaugh, and we told you all that they were going to betray us. Because they come out of the swamp. They're a bunch of lawyers that have already sold the country to China and others. And to them, it's a business deal that's already been done. You're owned by the globalist. Just like the movie Network, 1974, where he gives a speech to Howard Beale about you are owned by global government. You are a piece of stock in this system. And you will submit to it. And everything else that comes with it. So we'll cover this next segment. Look at these headlines. McConnell warns GOP of Electoral College brawl in Congress. Trump's got his electors. They've seated theirs. They locked the real electors out of the state houses. We're just supposed to just go along with this and not let the president and the voters of America press their attacks. Yes, they've gotten screwed the legislatures. Yes, they've been screwed, you know, so far by most of the governors because they're all a bunch of cowards. But when you get down to the brass tacks, you see mathematics that are impossible in all those states where Trump's winning by 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 points. And then as soon as they, quote, close the polls, all these trucks pull up, food delivery vehicles, you name it, Chinese men mainly, run in with these big containers of ballots. And then inside we have the footage of the workers in there cramming them in as fast as they can. And you have the Chinese government planes landing the day of. You have the charter numbers. I mean, private jets flying out of China, landing, men running in with big boxes of ballots, people looking both ways, kicking everyone out, pulling out the suitcases. I mean, this is like having surveillance footage of somebody's house getting robbed. I mean, it's all right there. And it's Rand Paul and other senators to the rescue. Second senator leans towards objecting to Electoral College certification. Yes. Told you Rand Paul's a man of honor. That's who we need for president in 4 years. Or maybe a Pence, Paul, Pence ticket would be good. Meanwhile, Georgia Secretary of State unwittingly provides legal basis for Congress to nullify states' election results. All these different legislatures now ordering and judges to let folks into the actual computer codes. It already happened in Michigan, and they said, this Dominion is designed for total fraud and racketeering. So the proof's there. The corporate media won't allow it to be seen, and they'll block you online if you talk about it. So all that's left is talk radio and InfoWars. And I told you, Newsmax has come out and said Joe Biden's the president. Others are getting ready to say it because they are twisting arms right now. That's why it's so vital that InfoWars stay on the air now more than ever, because we will not back down. We will not give in to the globals. We will never toe the line with this scientific dictatorship that's taking over and building a post-human future. That's the Von Mises Institute now sounding just like me, but it's not Alex Jones. I'm repeating what the globalists said they'd do. I'm telling you their plan. This is not my opinion, and it's only going to get worse from here on out until we say no to this takeover, a total takeover of every plant, animal, and human on the face of the earth. It's simply insane. So that's all coming up. The latest on the global government takeover, lockdown to how to stop it, incredible developments, Von Mises report I was telling you about. Also, U.S. sleepwalks into lawless future as another Soros-backed DA takes over in Los Angeles. I mean, every major city you look at, even in former red areas, is falling to this demon who will spend millions per city, $500,000 even for mid-sized towns, and they are installing Marxist-Leninists everywhere who persecute Christians and conservatives and say churches must stay closed, but you can have your football game. You can go to Walmart. Isn't that amazing? So that's all coming up. Also, the former head of the CIA and the NSA, General Michael Vincent Hayden, has called for my arrest. And just so interesting when he did it yesterday that, oh, all of a sudden we're getting all this information we knew was there. And I guess it's time for the fall of Mr. Hayden now that he wants to arrest U.S. citizens. Yes, that's all coming up. Separately, please keep us on air, ladies and gentlemen. We do that by you buying products from us. When you buy from Amazon, they're pushing the lockdown. They doubled their money. We're barely able to stay open because of the lockdown. And you need to get your supplements, get your books, your films, your T-shirts, your water filtration, your air filtration, your shortwave radios, your non-GMO heirloom seeds. There's so many great products there at InfoWarsStore.com. And we have now back in stock, after months being sold out, 50% off Living Defense with all those key herbs and botanicals that flush out your guts, get rid of unwanted visitors, and just does an amazing job. You've heard the rave reviews. It's a great stock. You have a great gift. Get your orders in by the 18th. You're guaranteed delivery anywhere in the United States. Get them in. InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139. Living Defense. Give yourself the gift this Christmas and New Year of a new start.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Inoculations, the end of our borders. It's not a thing over the horizon anymore. It's not knocking on our door. No, we're inside the cage with it now. But that's okay, because now the real fight can begin. Here's China Mitch McConnell, at least known as China Mitch for a reason. Again, yesterday capitulating to the fraud, and then now trying to sabotage any ongoing resistance or exposure of the fraud, which is the real crime. It's one thing if he, an elected official, wants to grovel and sell out to the New World Order. But it's another thing for him to now try to bullwhip everyone into submission in the Congress. Here it is.
I want to congratulate President-elect Joe Biden.
Running this operation.
The President-elect is no stranger to the Senate. He's devoted himself to public service for many years. I also want to congratulate the Vice President-elect, our colleague from California, Senator Harris. Beyond our differences, all Americans can take pride that our nation has a female Vice President-elect for the very first time.
Okay, we had a little bit of dual audio glitch there, so just so it's on the record, I want you to hear what he actually had to say one more time. Here it is.
So today I want to congratulate President-elect Joe Biden. The President-elect is no stranger to the Senate. He's devoted himself to public service for many years. I also want to congratulate the Vice President-elect, our colleague from California, Senator Harris. Beyond our differences, all Americans can take pride that our nation has a female Vice President-elect for the very first time.
China Mitch McConnell has family ties to the Bank of China, top Chinese shipping firm. And a lot more than that. So let's go ahead and roll through all of this and what is unfolding. Here's the Associated Press. Mitch McConnell warns GOP of electoral college brawl in Congress. He goes on to say, without giving the reasons why, that we're going to lose Georgia if we don't stop fighting with the Democrats and if we don't start working with Joe Biden. Now, let's unpack that. The quotes are all right here. It's a lengthy article. Let's unpack that. Because I read the whole thing this morning, and I couldn't find his reasoning. He just says, we're going to lose these two incumbent seats that are so close, this runoff, in Georgia, and we can lose the whole Senate if we don't start working with the Democrats. So the Democrats have announced they want to eradicate the Republican Party, the country's very existence. They don't want borders. They're sending out the same fake mail-in ballots again like they just did. So it's a repeat of all of this. And do you know any Republicans that are energized by hearing we should just give up and not expose fraud? Do you hear Republicans thinking if we are nice to Joe Biden, that that will make more of them go out and vote to try to stop the Democrats taking the Senate? No. You say, we've got to watch those polls. We've got to go out and vote more than ever. We've got to get other people to vote. We've got to be very aggressive. You've got to hold these people's feet to the fire, or they're going to steal it again. That's exactly what Trump said a week ago when he visited Georgia. Common sense. No, this is capitulation. This is Mitch McConnell selling the country out. This is evil turtle, as he's known, showing you who he really is. When the chips are down, you too, Brutus. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. In what universe does capitulating and saying that Biden really won and certifying the fraud of Georgia and Pennsylvania and Michigan and Nevada and Arizona, since when does not having Senate hearings about this, since when does not challenging the evidence and senators bringing out the evidence that is incredibly vast a fraud? No, but instead we're supposed to bow to the mainstream media again and let them tell us there is no evidence of fraud and have them being announcing since 5 days after the election, when things were still totally in play, that he was president-elect to create the self-fulfilling prophecy. But don't worry, a bunch of his family have been named to lucrative board jobs on top communist Chinese corporate leadership boards. So there you go. It just goes on and on and on. This is the sellout of America. But there are others that haven't sold out. Finally, a Republican with a spine. We'll play this video coming up next segment. Governor DeSantis declines reporters' request to acknowledge Joe Biden as president-elect. Even if they're able to put him in there and have his inauguration, we're never going to accept him. They didn't ever accept Trump. Said he was a Russian agent with no proof. We have total proof of Biden being a Chi-Com and Russian agent. So we will never accept him. He is not our president. He is a criminal. He is a fraud. He is a foreign agent with the rest of his degenerate, filthy family tied to the NXIVM sex cult, Jeffrey Epstein, the Clintons, and all of it. Joe Biden is a monster. Also breaking, and this is now confirmed. I saw this a couple days ago. This is from Gateway Pundit. Breaking exclusive, owners of Solar Winds, all tied into Dominion, you name it, had links to Obama, the Clintons, China, Hong Kong, and the U.S. elections process, and they were raided in Austin, Texas, days ago. And the Pentagon has now shut off all its computers to outside access because of this. And there's all these other articles about Americans that don't believe this was a legitimate election. Senate committee to hold oversight hearing to examine irregularities in the 2020 election tomorrow morning. That is tomorrow. Michigan Legislature Committee subpoenas election evidence, hard drives, laptops, emails, and Detroit and suburb of Detroit. None of that's on the national news, though. You got to go to Infowars.com. You got to go to NewsWars.com. You got to go to GatewayPundit.com. This is a RICO case, and it involves potentiality, the incoming president of the United States, assuming he's installed, Tom Fenton, on Hunter Biden's criminal case. Yeah, exactly. The enemy's not strong. They're failing. They're falling. Their whole system has been exposed, so they need to repudiate this Trump landslide. They need to get control of the executive to protect themselves and clean up what they've done and finish their globalist operation to bankrupt this nation and consolidate control. And that's why they swung for the fences and did a bum rush and did the Hail Marys and just let it all hang out. And now they're just hoping the media can gaslight us and get enough people to just, oh, let's be nice. Oh, the Democrats want to be nice. Oh, they want to be friendly. Meanwhile, they say they're going to never end the lockdown and send no bailout money to red states or red cities. And it'll only be to them and just endless trillions as they bring the country to its knees and domesticate the population. And the evil turtle is telling us that Joe Biden's our friend and that he's a great man, a great statesman, a great public servant. We all know that's a giant, stinking lie. My goodness. And continuing, ran to the rescue. Second senator moved towards objecting the Electoral College certification. We'll talk about it with constitutional lawyer and expert Robert Barnes on the other side, then Nick Fuentes on how do we punish these neocons and rhinos? How do we complete the America First Trumpian revolution? How do we complete the info war? Because believe me, this is just one stage of the fight. We have been dominating the last 4 years all over the world. The enemy just struck back. But remember, we are winning in the larger scheme. Stay with us. The U.S. Postal Service tells InfoWars that as long as you get your order in by December 18th and we're able to ship it out by that date, you will get it anywhere in the United States before Christmas. But listen, don't wait. Do your shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. Get great products and fund the InfoWar now at the most critical time, not just in InfoWars history, but this country's history. You have invested in InfoWars. You prayed for us. You've spread the word. You've bought the products. And you've gotten the benefits of the information warfare, of the truth, in the fight against the globalists. But now is the time to redouble all our efforts in praying for a great awakening, which is starting to happen,
and spreading the word about Infowars.com, Newswars.com, and Band.video, and at the very same time buying amazing products at Infowarsstore.com. We have some of the biggest sales, if not the biggest, of the year. Certainly on some items, the biggest sales of the year on nutraceuticals, you name it, at Infowarsstore.com. So thanks for your support. Get those orders in, and God bless.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Launching these counter-offensives, try to turn us against each other, try to bankrupt us, try to distract us with their fraudulent virus lockdown so that we are brought to our knees. This is the most ancient form of war. This is siege. Ladies and gentlemen, we elected a populist president. Brazil did. The UK did. They passed Brexit multiple times. And yes, these powerful corporate forces that want authoritarianism and centralized corporate rule, they push back. But the awakening to the globalist system is 100,000 times bigger than it was 30 years ago. And I'm not exaggerating. It was almost non-existent. But people that knew about the globalist plan were stunned by it and thought, if we warn the public, as this plan comes to fruition, there'll be a great awakening. It was a very simple bet on humanity, and it's happening. So as negative as things are and as bad as they are, if you look into the next few years and the next decades, and the example we're making right now,
These globalists can pull these scams now and may successfully steal this election in front of everybody and may try to bring in their permanent martial law, but it's more than just the seeds of their own destruction they've planted. It is the guarantee of that. And Robert Barnes is a smart constitutional lawyer, one of the top guys in the country. He's also a smart historian. I know he concurs on that. We'll get into some positive news next segment. But this segment, Senator Paul and other senators have come out and said, listen, we've seen major evidence of fraud all over the country. The media saying there isn't is a lie. There's not political will to stop this. Everybody's scared. And so we're betraying our own votes and the president and putting this Chi-Com agent in. And he's talking about holding things up during the certification of the electors. And that's why Trump has brought his own electors. So to walk through the nuts and bolts of this is Robert Barnes of Barnes Law. Also, DeSantis of Florida is refusing to acknowledge Biden. And this is the type of leadership we need because it's based, in fact, in an election fraud. But Barnes has been right. Getting into electronic machines, Dominion, is a sidetrack, even though there's a lot of serious things there. It's the mail-in ballots, not following the signatures, violating the law, not having legislators pass laws to do that, that is the total proof. And now it sets the precedent for that to continue. We'll talk about it in a moment. But here is Senator Paul just a few hours ago talking about opposing Joe Biden's certification.
But the fraud happened. The election in many ways was stolen. And the only way it'll be fixed is by, in the future, reinforcing the laws. And the only last comment I would say on what Mr. Krebs, and he can speak for himself, but I think his job was keeping the foreigners out of the election. It was the most secure election based on security of the Internet and technology. But he never has voiced an opinion, he's welcome to today, on whether or not dead people voted. I don't think he examined that. Did he examine non-citizens voting? So to say it was the safest election, sure, I agree with your statement if you're referring to foreign intervention. But if you're saying it's the safest election based on no dead people voted, no non-citizens voted, no people broke the absentee rules, I think that's false. And I think that's what's upset a lot of people on our side, is that they're taking your statement to mean, oh, well, there were no problem in the elections. I don't think you examined any of the problems that we've heard here. So really, you're just referring to something differently is what the way I look at it.
And that Senate hearing is going on now, more tomorrow. And again, evil turtle Mitch McConnell is trying to block that, saying that will get the Democrats in a position to win the Senate in Georgia, because if we're not accepting them, we're bad, and that people will then vote against the Republicans. That holds no water with me. What do you want to tackle first? Just where we are, historically what's happening, the latest developments. You've got the floor here, Robert Barnes.
Well, I mean, just at the outset, the fact that they were willing to call Krebs in today, just a day or two after it turned out this was the guy that was responsible for making sure our cyber infrastructure stayed safe, independent of and separate and beyond the election. Well, he completely failed at his job. For 8 months, there had been one of the worst hacks ever. The hack that involves the company there in Austin, and he completely missed it. He didn't find it ever. It took him being fired to have his successor discover that it took place. So it's amazing Democrats putting this nitwit up, probably the worst protector of cybersecurity in American history, as any kind of evidentiary witness of any utility or credibility, given that the SolarWinds hack happened right under his nose, and it happened 8 months before without him even discovering it, and they're calling it maybe the worst hack of the U.S. government security in our history. And that guy's talking about credibility of elections? I mean, it's just a crock. I'll give Democrats the credit for being willing to go to any lengths to put any witness up to try to justify what happened. But secondly, the key thing is definitely the challenging the senators. I put up a draft letter on a little Dave Rubin's locals board, our Viva Barnes Law locals board, to send for everybody to contact. And people can do it in their own ways, by phone, by fax, by email, by regular mail. Contact their senators, and every senator, just not only your own senator, contact Senator Paul, contact Senator Johnson, contact Senator Hawley, contact Senator Cruz. Contact all of them because they need to hear from the public that there needs to be an objection.
That's right. Let's be clear. We don't want just rhetoric like Hawley and Paul have done so far. I think they're both good men. We heard a lot of rhetoric about going after big tech.
the last couple of years. They didn't do it. We need teeth now. We need them to really go after them. How should they do that? Just have hearings, get up there, block it, filibuster it, and don't certify this as all this new evidence of fraud comes out.
At a minimum, all we have to have is one senator join Mo Brooks and the other congressmen and object to the certification of electors for all of the contested and disputed states. That's it. They can at least do that. And then what happens is the House and the Senate will vote on it. And they have to have hearings. And my recommendation is that everybody ask their senators to say, to come out publicly and make a statement that they will object unless all of these contested states provide a meaningful signature match audit and publish all the ballots, because they already have them digitized, prior to January 6th. Because that's a very reasonable request. That's not even asking the senator to commit to objecting if, in fact, that event occurs. That's not asking them to sustain an objection. It's just saying, hey, at a minimum, use your power as a United States senator and your ability to object to say you're not going to certify an election when the state has not allowed an audit of the signature
match. Well, let me ask you this. What do you make of Mitch McConnell not just conceding to Biden, when there's so much more fighting to do, but actually congratulating him and saying he's been a great public servant? And now, I'm sure you saw the AP article, running around saying, you know, don't talk about fraud, be nice to the Democrats, or we're going to lose in Georgia. Under what logic does that operate?
The guy's incompetent. I was down there in Georgia, met with the Georgia campaign people right after the election. I and a whole bunch of other people on behalf of Trump told them that the recount and challenging and contesting the election was the best strategy for the runoff. They refused to listen. They ignored it. Both of these Georgia Republicans continue to engage in stock deals that are impacted by their legislation. They refuse to change their position on that. And then they refuse to commit to objecting. So my other specific suggestion to them 3 weeks ago with Sonny Perdue and other people in the room, and it's his cousin that's running for the Senate, and it's he who really runs.
And then you've got all these high-level Chinese government officials meeting with governors all over the country where these weird deals happen and giving them money and deals and their families. I mean, I guess they're bought and paid for. That's why they're acting like this.
Well, I have no doubt that watch what happens when McConnell's wife leaves the cabinet and cashes in at the Secretary of Treasury, at the Secretary of Transportation position that she was given by the president. Watch a whole bunch of, watch the McConnell wealth magically increase. I have no doubt that Sonny Perdue will do just fine financially after all of this. So the effect is it leads an inference that, all along, these were people who were undermining the president. And now it's like the Godfather line when Marlon Brando's character says he should have seen it was that one guy all along. It was Mitch McConnell all along betraying and undermining and sabotaging the president. It's not a coincidence. It was his attorney general in Kentucky who was the only one to refuse to speak out or join the Texas lawsuit. So now the president knows that these were traitors in his own house.
Trump's called basically for the arrest of the governor of Georgia. I mean, these people are criminals. We need to let's talk about Trump, what Trump should do, where Trump's really at, where we're at with Robert Barnes, where this election really is right now, 35 days to inauguration. Robert Barnes is our guest. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Fraud. Give us the big picture of where we are. Is it over for Trump? What's the reality? Are there any long shots? Why are we going after an election fraud when it's about him being a Chi-Com agent? There's so many angles of this. Robert Barnes.
Absolutely. So fundamentally, our election was done in a manner where people who were not qualified to vote voted. People who cast ballots in a manner that was illegal, that doesn't require proving fraud or forgery. It's just they didn't meet the rules in the way they cast their ballots. And the way the ballots were counted was not done in a constitutionally consistent, openly transparent, legally cognizable manner. Given that, the question is, what's the remedy? Ideally, the remedy would have been meaningful recounts and recanvasses and audits by the election officials, but they have refused. The next remedy, ideally, would have been the courts, but the Supreme Court is hiding underneath their desks. So that leaves one constitutional remedy, which has always been the ultimate constitutional remedy, which is for Congress to take action. The Senator McConnell yesterday said that when the Electoral College voted, that was a process that was final. That's completely false. First of all, the Electoral College hasn't actually meaningfully voted because their votes are sealed. Nobody knows actually for sure what their votes are. You don't know for sure what their votes are until they're opened and counted under the Constitution on January 6th by the Vice President of the United States as the President of the Senate. The first step that could happen is Vice President Pence, has, according to many legal scholars, including legal scholars on the left, the non-delegable, non-reviewable plenary power to declare which electors were actually elected from the states at issue. So in this case, the president's electors also met in many states. They cast ballots for the president. Under various liberal, even liberal legal interpretations, Vice President Pence does have the power to declare the president's electors the actual electors from those states. There's a statute, the Electoral Count Act, which provides certain kinds of limitations, but that act is subject to the Constitution, and the 12th Amendment appears to give Vice President Pence undisputable, irrefutable.
Well, even CNN had an article saying that Mike Pence is going to put the seal on Donald Trump's defeat. Why do they think he would do that? I mean, they admit he has that power. If they see fraud to not certify it, are they thinking that he will stab Trump in the back or what?
Yes. I mean, that's in fact what's going on. Now, part of it is they're pretending that the Constitution doesn't say what it does. They're pretending these law review articles don't exist. They're pretending that and then to some degree there's recognition that Pence is unlikely to come to actual Trump's defense. But people should know Pence does have this power. And the way to think of it is just imagine if this was Joe Biden in 2012 and the roles were reversed. Or just imagine it was Kamala Harris. I mean, does anyone have any doubt that Kamala Harris or Joe Biden on behalf of Barack Obama would have actually contested the electors? So the media would be having an entirely different spin right now, saying how, in fact, the vice president can contest the electors if they are contested electors.
Well, actually, they tried to do that back at the time. Remember, Pelosi's daughter tried to get a movement to do that.
That's exactly right. And in fact, so that's stage one. Assuming the vice president doesn't do it, and there's reasons to doubt that Pence is truly loyal to Trump. During Access Hollywood, Pence was trying to navigate Trump out so that he could be top of the ticket in 2016. It was Pence who helped drive Flynn out. It was Pence who helped negotiate with Ecuador to get Julian Assange arrested and extradited. So Pence has not been a real Trump ally. And a lot of the never Trumpers and problem people have come from Pence's group of people and his staff in the White House. So assuming Pence does not come to the president's rescue, but the world should know he could have. So when he doesn't, everybody should put that process that the House and the Senate under the Electoral Count Act can object. And all that requires is one member of the House and one member of the Senate. They do not have to be from the same state. They do not have to be from the same state as being contested. All it has to be is just one House member and one senator. Mo Brooks has already said he will be filing an objection as to the electors from Arizona, from Georgia, from Michigan, from Wisconsin, from Pennsylvania, and Nevada. And why? Because the election was done in a manner that was directly contrary and contradicted by the Constitution of the United States.
Absolutely.
As 19 attorney generals have already said in their filing before the U.S. Supreme Court, as 126 members of the House of Representatives have already said before the United States Supreme Court, as leading state legislators from the states in dispute have already said before the United States Supreme Court, and public interest groups like the Amistad Project and the Thomas More Society have done. So all we need is one senator to say, yes, I'll join in the objection. And then they have to hold hearings for at least 2 hours in each of the chambers where ideally they should be able to present evidence or allow evidence to be presented.
And that could turn this whole thing around. But instead, the Supreme Court's hiding under its desk. Some legislature's done the right thing. They've gotten evidence of fraud. The forensic experts have said this is organized crime. They've got the evidence of pulling out those suitcases and stuffing things. But is there the political will here? Let's be realistic. This is Americans as citizens. You told me on the phone a week ago, long shot for Trump. You said that on air. Now, is it a long shot, hole in one? I mean, what are we really looking at here?
I mean, I think that I designed a draft letter that people can copy and paste and use, no copyright, anything else. We'll put up a link on InfoWars at some point.
Where it is, and we'll post it on InfoWars. There it is. It's Viva Barnes Law. And where is that located? Draft letter?
Viva, it's Dave Rubin's Locals Board. So vivabarneslaw.locals.com. And it's right pinned to the top. People can cut and paste from it. People can change it however they want. No copyright. They can use it however they want. The goal is massive, massive public pressure on the senators, because you're already seeing that McConnell's wall that he's trying to build is already cracking today. When you have Senator Johnson saying what he said, Senator Paul saying what he said. Now, where was Josh Hawley? Josh Hawley wants to be the next president. He's the senator from Missouri. He has future presidential aspirations. He was a no-show today.
And explain to people, this is the path to victory. One of the last shots here, a very strong one, but we need leadership. Recap what needs to happen right now.
People need to reach out to every United States senator, put as much pressure on every United States senator, and tell those United States senators they must publicly state that they will object to the certification of any elector if the states in question fail to provide an audit of the vote prior to January 6th.
And then the insane logic of McConnell all over the news saying, oh, if we don't certify him and if we're not nice to Biden, we're going to lose Georgia. On what planet does not challenging all this fraud make Republicans be energized? That just flies in the face of logic.
Oh, exactly. In fact, what I told both the Leffler's team and Purdue's team when I was down there was they should both run in Georgia saying, if you elect me, I will object to the certification of electors from Georgia and other states unless election transparency procedures are met before the election. And if they put Trump on the ballot, because it's the day before January 6th is the runoff date, and is January 5th in Georgia, put Trump on the ballot in Georgia and say, vote for me and I will object to the certification of any electors from these contested states that refuse to provide election transparency, and they would have a rallying effect and they could win re-election. Whereas right now they are almost guaranteed to lose by playing with the Mitch McConnell turtle script. And that is
is so huge. Repeat that. No, we'll do five more minutes with us. I know you got to go. The next point is just coming on. We're going to break. But explain that, because that's true. If they ran on election fraud, which is the energizing issue, it'll put heat on those trying to steal it again. There's a good chance we'll catch them with their pants down. And then they can turn around and say, we will then go back and we will challenge us the day before and be heroes. That's Luke Skywalker firing photon torpedoes down the reactor shaft of the Death Star. Robert Barnes is our guest. We'll go to break. We'll come right back with him. Then Nick Fuentes, who is just totally angry at the Republicans. And it shows the public is, he's been doing videos that are getting 3, 4, 5, 6 million views, every one of them. So, and his message is, destroy the Republican Party, take it over. I totally agree, but I'm just saying, that number of views, even with censorship, shows you this is the issue. Of course, they'll tell us, run away from it. You know, oh, the Democrats will get elected. No, we mean don't go for establishment Republicans. Go for good ones, libertarian ones, populist ones, Christian ones. And then Trumpist ones, InfoWars-style people, and then the rest will get scared and get on board with us. This is real simple politics, folks, but the evil turtle doesn't want you to know that. We'll be back with Barnes in a moment. Please remember, you have up until Friday evening to get your orders in to be guaranteed delivery anywhere in the United States. That means Alaska, Hawaii. You've got till really Monday in the continental United States. I have the maps from the USPS. So if you get your orders in by Monday anywhere in the lower 48, folks will get their package before Christmas. But if you want it anywhere, the most remote areas, guarantee your orders in by Friday. We'll get them all shipped out by Saturday. And we've got some busy little elves here in the warehouse, and that's how we fund our operation. Please do your shopping with InfoWarsStore.com. We've got 3 or 4 or 5 times the audience we had last year. But the money's not as big as it was, because I know the economy's in trouble and, you know, the globalist lockdown's bad. But so many great products. Back in stock. Living Defense. Turbo Force, Saw Palmetto, a product, Prostagard, that's also good for women as well. It's got all the D3 and all the rest of the stuff that you need to boost your immune system. It's all there. Prostagard, Turbo Force, Living Defense, X3, X2, all back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with hour number two. Stay with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.